America's top infectious diseases expert has sought to allay fears over the country's surge in new COVID-19 infections in recent weeks.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that the Delta variant is behind more than 80% of new cases across the country. But vaccines in use remain more than 90% effective in preventing serious illness and deaths. The three vaccines authorized for emergency use in the U.S. include those by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. The trouble is, demand for vaccinations have tailed off despite best efforts by officials to reverse the slide.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show around 49% of Americans are fully vaccinated. The health agency's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who also testified during the Senate hearing, confirmed the Delta variant is now behind 83% of new infections. That's up from 50% from the start of July. Concern has been growing about the Delta variant, with new cases and deaths rising steadily since the start of the month. Dr. Walensky stressed that vaccination remains the key to countering the more contagious strain.
The best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants is to prevent the spread of disease, and vaccination is the most powerful tool we have. We must continue to expand vaccine coverage by building trust and confidence in COVID-19 vaccines, and this is particularly important in communities of color, rural communities, and other population groups at risk.
Following this story for us today is Simon Marks. He's live in Washington, D.C. Simon, despite initial success in its vaccination rates and efforts by officials to get those hesitant to take the shot, it looks like America's inoculation program is running out of steam now. Will officials be able to turn the tide against this vaccine hesitancy?
There's no question that the White House is concerned, especially after the White House today confirmed reports of several so-called breakthrough cases among the White House staff themselves. That's fully vaccinated staffers who have tested positive for COVID-19, even though they are fully vaccinated. And there have been incidents, we learned today, on Capitol Hill as well, after the Delta variant was identified within the congressional building. Now, the White House says anxiety about Delta is fueling renewed interest in the vaccines. And President Biden, who was speaking today at a cabinet meeting marking the six-month anniversary of the start of his presidency, again urged the public to take advantage of their availability.
While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people. Let me say it again, virtually all are from unvaccinated people. And that means the safest thing to do is to get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. And that's why we're focusing on our next phase on getting the unvaccinated vaccinated.
But there are real questions about some of the claims that the White House is making. The CDC says 99% of people dying of COVID-19 in American hospitals are unvaccinated. And yet, on the other side of the Atlantic, England is now reporting that more than one in three of those dying there are fully vaccinated. And the CDC acknowledged today its data may be unrepresentative. And that is poised to spark a whole new debate here about the efficacy of the vaccines.
Indeed, Simon. And those are some stark numbers. Thanks very much for bringing us the latest there. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.